Actually, this is my first stay at KITP, and I found the atmosphere here is quite enjoyable and comfortable, so I'd like to thank the organizers for invitation. I think the title of my talk clearly, very clearly shows what I'm going to talk in my here. And my talk is based on collaboration with my colleague in Nagoya, Hidetoshi Awata, and we have submitted a paper to eKprint Archive almost half a year ago. And at present, I have no definite answer to this question on the possibility of refining a topological vertex. And today, I can only report some result of our experiment. And yeah, yesterday Nikita told us that a string theory sometimes explains the experiment in mathematics and even correct the result. So by that comment, I was encouraged to present our experiment today. And okay, I hope that final answer to this question is given by further development of topological string theory or topological M theory or any name you like. Okay, let's start. So the invention of topological vertex is one of most important developments in recent years in the area of topological string theory. And we can compute all genus A-type topological string amplitude by diagrammatic method. Oh, is Marcos here? No? Oh, okay. According to Marcos and his collaborators, the manner is like this. Let us take F0, the Hilbert surface, that is a product of two P1s, and it considers the canonical bundle of F0 as a local toric Calabi-Yau manifold, and write down the dual toric diagram like this. And this diagram showed the way of degeneration of toric action on the Calabi-Yau manifold. And we assign representation to each edges, and so for compact, the compact edge represents P1, and this non-compact edge, the fiber of this local Calabi-Yau manifold. And we assign trivial representation for external edges, and we put topological vertex topological vertex for each three trivalent vertices, vertex. And in this case, since one of the representation is trivial, the topological vertex is given by larger limit of Hopf-Rink invariant. And in terms of S-matrix versus the minority model, this larger limit of topological, Hopf-Rink invariant is given by this. And then we assign something like a propagator for each edges with scalar parameter TB here and TF, that's a fiber here. And we multiply the propagator like this and taking summation over all the representation in the on the internal edges, and this just gives all genus topological string amplitude. And this is quite simple, and this is shows one of the miracle of string duality. And here topological vertex is a function of the parameter Q here, and Q is E to the I times string coupling, and in the theory of Chan-Simon theory or Bessel's minimization model could be identified as in this way, according to the large and duality. Now, topological string amplitude is connected with the enumerative geometry on local Calabi-Yau manifold. And on the other hand, we have the partition function of instanton counting in four-dimensional or five-dimensional Riemann theory. And this is the partition partition function of instanton counting was first given by Nikita in this paper using a localization principle. As was already explained Nakajima-san in his lecture last week, the partition function is a function of epsilon 1, epsilon 2, and A, the bev of Higgs scalar, and lambda, the renormalization scale. And mathematically, this epsilon and A parameterize the toric action on C2 and gauge group SUN, respectively. And the fixed point, isolated fixed point of toric action is parameterized by n set of Young diagram, and the instanton number is identified as a sum of the box number of boxes of these Young diagrams. And by the calculation localization principle, this partition function is a sum over the contribution from each fixed point, and from each fixed point we have some number here that detailed expression is not given here, and later I will give some example. Then we have two nice stories of instanton counting. One is topological string theory, and the other is topological gauge theory. And it is often true that if we have two nice stories, then they cannot be independent. And actually, when epsilon 1 plus epsilon 2, the sum of epsilon 1 and epsilon 2 vanishes, the partition function of instanton counting of gauge theory is nothing but topological string amplitude for appropriate local Calabi-Yau manifold. And for a pure SUN gauge theory, the local Calabi-Yau manifold X is given by a refibration of type A n minus 1 over P1. And this is in accord with the old story of geometric engineering of Zeibang-Witten theory. Oh, okay. Precisely speaking, this partition function should include a part of the contribution. Yes, yes. Yeah, and this is first shown by Iqbal and Kashenkur, and later the proof was completed and generalized in these papers. And now we know that we can choose. Local toric Calabi-Yau manifold to engineer the gauge theory, which matters in fundamental representation or adjoint representation. And for later reference, I show here the identification parameters in the side of string theory and gauge theory. Now, Q here was in the string theory. Q here was the e to the I times string coupling. Is now identified as in the gauge theory side as e to the minus 2 h bar beta, and h bar is just epsilon 1 here or minus epsilon 2, and beta is the radius of S1 in fifth dimension. And we are looking at pure SU2 gauge theory for simplicity. And in the case of SU2 theory, we take local F0, and we have two Kera parameters for F0. One is Kera parameter for fiber, and the other is Kera parameter for the base. And the Kera parameter for the fiber, it should be identified as web or vacuum expectation value of Higgs scalar in SU2 theory. And the Kera parameter is identified with lambda, essentially lambda to the fourth. Actually, we have to multiply QS. I don't know. It's a kind of renormalization of scale. Actual computation shows we have to multiply QF, or the ratio of QB by QF is actual renormalization parameter.
No, I mean, you are introducing bare parameters, right? I mean, you are comparing to a Chern Simon actually, to a Chern Simon. You have to take a limit.
The formulation they want to do is very strange variable because A is really not a variable.
But in the issue that they are using the original Chern Simon theory, they have to take a limit M over infinity. And then, you know, the thing which is stable under this limit, it means from the one. From Chern Simon's point of view, you have to take this kind of large N limit, right? So this is the typical thing where you may have to. But of course, you know, a real derivation of this hasn't been.
But I don't think this is not related to the renormalization of Kera parameter in the larger N limit.
No,
I don't. But something different reason.
Sorry. It's the question, what is the relation between the Kera parameter and the gauge theory there?
Yes.
Well, in the gauge theory, in the geometric engineering, where you get the gauge theory out of it is not XLR-L in the gauge theory, but you have to make a double scale when you use the polyfold of the gauge theory.
No. Five dimensions, yeah. So the four-dimensional limit is given by the limit which data goes to zero limit. This is the double scale limit I think you mentioned. No? I mean, to make this finite, we have to take lambda to large. I mean, the four-dimensional limit is the limit where beta goes to zero. And to keep this Q beta finite, we have to take large volume limit of the base P1. That's the old story, double scale, no?
This is a Python story, but the four-dimensional story, you have the double scaling limit in the modular space.
Okay.
Maybe just one last question. So even instead of F0, you took Fn.
Fn, the other, another Hilbert surface, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, actually, this the power here depends on what type of Hilbert surface we take, we consider. Yeah, and so. A natural question is, if we have a similar story, even if the sum of two parameters doesn't vanish. At first sight, this doesn't look promising, since this condition breaks n equals 2 supersymmetry, which is a kind of source of nice stories. However, there are some supporting evidences. exposed, there is still remaining SU2R times SU2R structure in the partition function of instanton counting, at least for SU2, pure SU2 gauge theory. And I will show you later. And there are another story, but I don't know about it precisely, but there is a story of categorification link invariant in the recent development knot theory, also called as Kovanov-Lovansky homology. And this is a reference to my knowledge. And according to this development, there is also, from the viewpoint of knot theory or open topological string theory, there is also a possibility of refining, for example, Gopak-Mal-Bapha invariant from knot theory. So I think there is some supporting evidences for refining or refining topological vertex, or considering the case this doesn't vanish. So as I said, if we can work out this problem, it would give us a refinement of the topological vertex with two parameters, Q, which is e to the minus epsilon 1, and t, which is e to the minus, minus epsilon 2. And what I did, we did, is quite simple. This is a expression of topological vertex in terms of symmetric functions. I mean, this is a Schur function and skew Schur function. And this expression was given by this paper, in this paper. And our attempt is to just promote these skew Schur functions to the McDonald function, which is a generalization Schur function, and choose a specialization of the McDonald function appropriately. And I will tell you the motivation for this promotion of Schur function to McDonald function using the example of U1 gauge, abelian gauge theory. So this rather naive attempt does work for obtaining a generating function of equivariant chi-y genus or elliptic genera for Hilbert scheme that is correspond to U1 gauge theory. U1 gauge theory on R4 times S1 or R4 times T2, two-dimensional torus. But we encounter some problem, might be serious, or I'm not sure. First of all, by this promotion, topological vertex loses the cyclic symmetry among three representations. That might be very important, or that crucial point. And that the other point is rather technical. At present, we are not able to reproduce the instanton counting function of non-abelian theory, for example, SU2 theory, completely at the moment. There is some slight difference from this instanton counting function and the prediction of McDonald function. So this is finishes some introductory part, and I should say that there is another approach to the problem from the Donaldson-Thomas theory or six-dimensional gauge theory. And by using six-dimensional gauge theory, we can have maybe three-parameter generalization, but with this constraint for Carabiel manifold, also two-parameter generalization of topological vertex. And I think Nikita and Okunko will are going to write a paper or something. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And last week, I hear from Nakajima-san, he also considered this possibility. So in the following, so I'm going to tell you the result of two experiments. the experiment A is the SU2L times SU2R spin decomposition of instanton counting function when epsilon 1 plus epsilon 2 doesn't vanish. And the B is a trial of obtaining generating function of chi-y genus of Hilbert scheme and elliptic genus of the Hilbert scheme from the refined topological vertex. Okay. So first is SU2L times SU2R spin structure. So from the argument of Gopak-Mallet-Bach type, that is a one-loop computation of effective action, we expect the following structure of the free energy F. F is the summation over two cycles in the Calabi-Yau manifold, and we also have summation over multiple cover, and finally we have summation over spin JL and JR. And this QB here is the XE to the Kähler parameter, and n beta JR is the multiplicity of BPS state with spins JL, JR on charge beta. And the factor here is a result of one loop computation under the spectrum of this BPS state. And here, we have two parameters, Q and T, and Q is e to the minus epsilon 1, and physically this is identified as a gravity-photon background in 1-2 direction, and T, the other parameter T, is e to the minus epsilon 2, and that is identified as a gravity-photon background in third and fourth dimensions. Okay, this is the structure of free energy we expect from one-loop computation. And we try to compare the free energy from the instanton counting with this structure. Namely, for SU2 gauge theory, we take local heatable surface and take the two cycle beta is as k times base plus n times fiber. And as I told you before, the k here should be identified as an instanton number. And we compute free energy from the partition function, and we found the expected structure up to instanton number 3. I mean, this, we don't have a general proof of that at any instant free energy at any instanton number has such expected structure, but we only checked the structure up to instanton number 3. And in this computation, the lambda is also, in this case, lambda should be also normalized by the power of Q over T to the K. And yes, this is consistent with the definition of five-dimensional partition function given by Nakajima-san last week. And the result of the spectrum is like this. At one instanton, the spectrum is simple. We have only just a single non-vanishing number, which is just L0 is 0, and JL vanishes and JR is n plus 1/2. And actually, this was given in the paper by Harold Iqbal Bafa already. And we also computed the instanton number 2 case. And in this case, the spectrum is rather complicated. This is the sum over L and M is here. And yes, this number is spin JL, and this number is spin JR. And its multiplicity is given by this, and this square bracket means the integer part. And looking at the highest JL part, we find this leading term. And we have many lower JL terms. Q and what? It was introduced by Nikita. I mean that gauge theory viewpoint, it's something like the parameter of parameter of toric action on C2 to make a localization. I mean, do you want more physical explanation? I made a computation computation of Gopak-Malbaffa type. So in their computation, that epsilon was identified as constant background, constant Grad-Hutton background. And in their case, that was self-dual, but in this case, it is general constant Grad-Hutton background. Yeah. Your question might be answered by next transparency, right? This spin JL and JR can be understandable by the consideration of moduli space of D2 brains, right? This answers to your question, or? He was asking the modular dependence on this. That's perfect. So this spins BPS, or I shouldn't say BPS, since it breaks n equals 2 supersymmetry. But this state counting is to be compared with the geometry of moduli space of D2 brains wrapping over the beta. So the moduli space of D2 brain is m beta tilde, and this has some fibration structure. And the fiber is the moduli space of flat U1 bundles over the point M. and this is the moduli space of D2 brain without bundle structure. And then it has been argued that this SU2L times SU2R structure action can be identified as the Lefschetz action on the moduli space of D2 brain, which was defined by multiplication of Kähler form. And we know that beta in this Hilbert surface with by degree k and n has degree k plus n and generic genus k minus 1 times n minus 1. And then we can identify the base space in beta as the projective space of dimension k plus 1 times n minus n plus 1 minus 1. And since we also know the genus of generic fiber, and since the fiber should be the moduli space flat U1 bundle, that is the nothing but Jacobian variety, then in this case, for instanton number 1, then we have base space P to the 2n plus 1, and since this genus is 0, the fiber is just a point. And for instanton number 2 case, the base is P to the 3n plus 2, and since this have genus n minus 1, the fiber is given by the torus of dimension 2n minus 2. Then, I should say that the SU2L action is a Lefschetz action on fiber, and SU2R action is a Lefschetz action on the base. Then this result of spectrum, that is LJ has spin n minus 2 over 2, n minus 1 over 2, and LR has the spin 3n plus 2 over 2, is consistent with the geometry of generic fiber here and the identification base space as projective space. Okay. So this is SU2L times SU2R structure in the instanton counting function in the case which we have two parameters, epsilon 1, epsilon 2. And I think this instanton counting has some some evidence that instanton counting function has some connection with topological string theory, even if we have two parameters. Okay, this is the first experiment. Okay. Next, I'll tell about our second experiment. That is U1 gauge theory, which is related to the geometry of Hilbert scheme of endpoints on C2. The partition function, partition function of instanton counting Abelian gauge theory is given by this function, like this. And here, since we have we are considering U1 gauge theory, we have single Young diagram or just a single partition mu. And this is a result of computation localization. And here is some factor here And we, for each partition or Young diagram, we have the product over each box in the Young diagram, and each box gives the factor here. And LS is the leg length of the leg length at the box S, and AS is the arm length at the box S. And we have these factors. And we also have another kind of expression like this. And this part gives nothing but gives the free energy from the partition function. And mathematically, this gives the generating function of the Euler character of a Hilbert scheme of endpoints on C2. More precisely, we are considering toric action on C2, and this is nothing but the equivalent Euler character of the Hilbert scheme of C2. And so Yuan gauge theory gives the generating function, a partition function of Yuan gauge theory gives the generating function of Euler character of Hilbert scheme. And you may recognize that if we take P equals to Q, then this function reduces to the famous topological string amplitude of the conical. And so in that sense, this is a generalization of the topological string amplitude on the conical. So, yeah, then I should explain the relevance of this factor to the maximal function. Yeah. So the maximal function PR, this is also labeled by the representation R, like Schur function. And this has two parameters, Q and P. And this gives a basis of this algebra, lambda tensor, the field of rational function in two variables, Q and P. And where lambda is the length of symmetric function in infinitely many variables. And this Magnetic function is characterized by the orthogonality with respect to a certain inner product on this the ring of symmetric functions. Now, you know that the power sum functions Pn given by this are generators of the ring lambda. So the Magnus function is usually given by linear combination of power sum function with a coefficient in the field of in the field of this rational function. So for example, Q of the box is just a sum of Xn, Xi's, and Q of this two box represent a symmetric representation is a linear combination of a complicated linear combination of P2 and P1 square, and P of the anti-symmetric representation is this is given by a simple combination of two powers of sum functions. Then Okay. And also, I should say that the magnitude function is a kind of master function for a family, for a known family of symmetric functions. For example, this is important for us, that if we take Q equals to T, then this the magnitude function reduces to the Schur function. And if we put Q equals 0, this also another other kind of symmetric function, important class of symmetric function called whole Littlewood function. And also, by taking this limit, we obtain Jack function or Jack polynomial. And we also use the specialization of a symmetric function that is mathematically a homomorphism from this thing to this field. And since power sum function gives a generator of this ring of symmetric function, this homomorphism is specified or defined by giving the images of power sum function. For example, usual choice is the power sum function is going to this type of function. Then what are these relevant to our problem? Yes. If we take the parameter A to this form and the parameter P to this form, then the specialization of the Schur function with this parameter gives the quantum dimension of in Chan-Simon theory of SUN, with a gauge group SUN with this form. And then taking larger limit, we obtain the topological vertex with a single representation. And yeah, according to the theory of topological vertex, then taking the sum over this single representation R, then we have the topological string amplitude of conifold. So I thought that our two-parameter partition function, U1 gauge theory, is a kind of generalization of the topological string amplitude of conifold. Then the natural guess is to replace this Schur function by MacDonald. And in fact, in the book of MacDonald, we found the specialization of the MacDonald function is given by this formula. And we find the factor here is appearing in the, our partition function of U1 gauge theory. So this was the our motivation to try to attempt at replacing Schur function by MacDonald and try to compute the amplitude according to the theory of topological vertex. This is our refinement of topological vertex in terms of the specialization of MacDonald. Sorry, what was the expression? Oh, yeah. For comparison, this was the expression of original topological vertex in terms of Schur function. And then we replace these Schur functions by MacDonald function with slight modification. Yeah, for example, notation here is just a substitution of this type, which is familiar in the theory of topological vertex. But we note that we have to put some involution operation, some involution here. Iota is just a flip of the sign of a power sum function in the algebra of a symmetric function. And also, we have to distinguish upper indices and lower indices. This is just an exchange of two parameters, T and Q, is, and also this just corresponds to transpose of Young diagram, I suppose. And we did check that if we take Q equals T, then this reduces to the topological vertex in terms of sugar function. And if we take two of the representations trivial, then this has, in that case, this has cyclic symmetry. And our first result is that, yes, this should be compared with this original form of conifold, amplitude on conifold in terms of topological vertex. Then instead of this formula, we have this. Yeah, actually, this is our topological vertex. And then by taking summation over R representation R, we have actually reproduced the generating function of Hilbert scheme, but we have some normalization Keller parameter. This was the original Keller parameter of conifold. Then this should be multiplied by the factor T over Q to the 1/2. That's the result. And then this is a refined topological vertex with thin representation. Then for topological vertex with two non-trivial representations, we have chi y genus genera of the Hilbert generating function of chi y genera of Hilbert scheme of endpoint on C2, modulo perturbative factor, as Peter mentioned before. Then in this second proposition, the identification of parameter is like this. The parameter of generating function Q tilde is Q1 times this factor, and the y parameter for chi y is the Keller parameter Q times, also we also have still factor like this. And finally,
have you done any experiments to see what happens with this?
Rotate. Okay. Yeah. I mean, three choices of taking a trivial representation here, and for two choices, we have checked that they agree. But for the third choice, we couldn't compute. We use the formula, so-called Cauchy formula, for the theory of symmetric function to compute this type. Then, if we take the third choice, we couldn't use Cauchy formula, so we couldn't check they give the same the same answer. This is the point of the point I mentioned, that we don't have any cyclic symmetry of topological vertex. If we have, then we don't care about it. Okay, the third one is the last for topological vertex.
Sorry, when you say you don't have it, do you mean you don't know it, or is it false?
False. Okay. I have checked checked explicitly for lower representation, and we don't have it. I mean, the partial. I mean, so for example, if we exchange two representations, they have symmetry. But for cyclic symmetry, we don't, actually.
Yes, without changing Q and T,
but
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I thought about that possibility, but it's not simple rule. For example, if we allow the possibility of exchanging Q and T, and that doesn't seem work. Okay. So the final one is the full topological vertex that gives elliptic genera of the Hilbert scheme. And yes, we have contraction of all representation, three representations, and then that gives the generating function of an elliptic genera of Hilbert scheme, and the identification parameters it is like this. Okay, so this is the three results based on our attempt at refining topological vertex. And as I mentioned, we have some problem with the cyclic symmetry on our refined topological vertex in terms of MacDonald. So, but yeah, I have no idea about, at present, I have no idea about how to resolve this problem. So let me finish the final comment by the final comment that, it may be true that the free fermions or free bosons are underlying for any refinement of topological vertex, I believe. So if then it is, it should be true that the theory of symmetric function is closely related to the attempt at the refining topological vertex. Okay, let me stop here. Thank you. You mean for example, SU2 theory or Noah Beringer? Yeah. So yeah, as mentioned, for the other cases. Ah. So you don't have any free fermion picture in general case. Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.